Welcome to Star 102.3's Box Office Breakdown with your host, Icky, and Movie Mom from MovieMom.com. Together, they'll help save your hard-earned cash and valuable time from terrible, terrible movies.
Yes, the Box Office Breakdown here on Star 102.3, your home for all the hits.
Hello.
Movie Mom, so great to have you back. How are you doing today?
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you as well. How was your time off?
I had a blast. I did some sightseeing, visited some friends, went to hear some music. It was perfect.
Ooh, what music did you get to hear?
Well, in the southern part of Virginia, there is a 300-mile stretch of road where all of the towns on that road have developed music venues, and they have bluegrass playing all day and all night.
All the way down the strip?
All the way down the strip.
Wow, that's really cool.
There's dozens of venues, and you can wander in and out. It's all free.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. I'm glad you had a great time. Did you, by chance, see any good movies while you were gone?
I did not go to any movies while I was gone, but I've seen a bunch since I came back, so let's talk about them.
Perfect. Let's kick off this week's Box Office Breakdown with Deepwater Horizon.
We all work very hard to ensure those moving parts are functioning as a means to very profitable end for all of us.
Are you seeing this?
Get everybody off the...
Mike, what is that? Is everything okay?
Mark Wahlberg working again with Peter Berg. That was his director on Lone Survivor. The two of them really know how to get the best out of each other. And here they are telling the story of course, the explosion on the BP oil rig off the coast of the Gulf of Mexico and about what happened. Now, this is not about, like, the bigger story about the environmental disaster. This is about that moment when it exploded and how are they all going to get off safely. Well, not all of them did. And so it's kind of like a sort of a Towering Inferno type of movie, as you see minute by minute what was going wrong on the oil rig, how dangerous it was. This was, you know, exploding over here. This was bursting into fire over there. And how they managed to get off as many people as they did.
Do they name BP by name at all in the entire movie?
Yes, they do.
They do.
And the contractors who were running the oil rig as well.
Do they put them in as bad of light as they deserved?
Not in my opinion.
Okay.
They put them in a bad light, and certainly they have one of those things at the end where they said, you know, none of these people went to jail, blah, blah, blah. But no, I think they should have said more about what the total environmental devastation was, after all, the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history and one of the worst in the world history.
Also out this weekend, Miss Peregrine's Home for the Particular Children. Peculiar Children. That's sorry, I screwed it up.
Jake, right on time. Miss Peregrine, delighted to meet you.
We're what's known in common parlance as peculiar.
I knew you were one of us when you were born. It's time for you to learn what you can do.
But I'm just ordinary.
No, you're not. You were born to protect us.
Yes, it's based on the best-selling series of books that are a little Harry Potter, a little X-Men. It's about kids with special powers. It really makes you wonder which of those special powers would you like to have. And it's from director Tim Burton, making something of a comeback after what I thought was a terrible version of Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Awful movie.
Now, Tim Burton likes to have things that are grotesque. This is the kind of movie where there's piles of eyeballs and discussions of murder and time travel. So this is not for the little kids. But for middle school and now particularly for fans of the series, I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. Very, very well done. Lots to look at.
I'm actually really surprised to hear there's a lot of gore in this thing, because from what they show in trailers and commercials, it kind of seems like X-Men if Mary Poppins was running it.
A little bit, if Mary Poppins was a murderer.
Okay. Well, I do love Ava Green, so I'm actually really curious to see that one. Now, did you get to see Masterminds?
Yeah, finally.
My name is David Gant. I always felt I was destined for a life of adventure. It didn't quite pan out that way.
Then one day,
I met Miss Kelly Campbell.
Kelly tells me y'all work together over at Loomis.
That strikes me as an incredible opportunity.
You talk about robbing a bank.
It's been on the shelf for a couple of years with Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig. This is based on the insane real-life story of some wildly incompetent people who somehow briefly managed to carry off one of the biggest heists in American history. It's just goofy. I would say this is a definite wait for DVD.
Why was it shelved for so long? Because it's bad?
It's not very good.
Okay, that's okay.
That's a short but true explanation. On DVD this week, we've got one of the funniest movies of the year so far, Central Intelligence. The Rock is hilarious in this movie, and Kevin Hart, for once in his life, is the straight man.
I just saw this movie for the first time this week, and Kevin Hart actually does a really great straight man, and this was a fun movie.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly the word for it. I would not waste my time on Warcraft.
No.
Frankly, stay home and play a game of Warcraft rather than watching this stupid movie. And then Mike and Dave's Need Wedding Dates is just silly, extremely raunchy. With Zac Efron. Next week, we've got some very, very big movies opening up. We're going to have so much fun in October. We have got The Girl on the Train, based on the best-selling book. If you like movies like Gone Girl, I think you're going to like this one a lot. We also have another one for kids, the very accurately named Middle School, The Worst Years of Your Life.
I look forward to talking to you once again. Great to have you for 2 weeks in a row.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks once again to Movie Mom from MovieMom.com for saving our hard-earned cash and valuable time from crappy movies. You can find these reviews and more at MovieMom.com. Happy watching, everyone. See you next Friday at 6:15 for another Box Office Breakdown, and always available on StarFM1023.com.